resurrection. We know what it means. Someone rises from the dead. It's not supposed to happen. Many cultures have an idea of resurrection, but for Christians, it's central to our faith. Without the resurrection of Christ, his message would become useless. Without the resurrection, Christ becomes just another good guy who's a little crazy. Without the resurrection, Christianity becomes just another religion made up by man. In the gospel, John knows this. The resurrection of Lazarus is found in all four of our gospels, but for John's gospel, it's a turning point. The resurrection of Lazarus is dead in the middle of St. John's gospel. From here on out, we head towards Christ's resurrection through his passion and death. For St. John, not only can Jesus resurrect himself, but he can resurrect others. Jesus can give life to others. The bad thing about resurrection is that we must die to be resurrected. Lazarus is dead, so dead that his sister is concerned that when they open up the tomb, it's going to stink. It's going to smell like death. We all know that smell. It's very unpleasant. In the world, we all know that we're going to die. It's inescapable. Remember, you're a dust, and the dust you shall return. We are going to die and start to decompose. We don't like to think about it, but we know it's coming. But for us Christians, we also need to think of another death, death to sin, death through the old way of living. If we want to be resurrected with the Lord, then we first must die, but more importantly, we must first die to sin. We must give up the old way of living. This is not a one-time thing. This is a lifelong process, a daily thing, an hourly thing, even every minute. This is the reality of our life. We need to recognize our selfishness and pride. We need to see our wrongs so that we can see Christ as our Savior. We need to really ponder on our life and ask for guidance from the Holy Spirit to see where we fall short and where we need God's mercy. Just like death, we don't like to think about it, but we don't like to think about sin either. We like to make excuses for it and dismiss it as no big deal. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's why the church tells us to go to confession at least once a year. Confession is the remedy for the person sick with sin. Denial and self-righteousness needs to be left outside the confessional. To be resurrected means we must face the reality of our own sin and die to it. At the beginning of Lent, we are told that the Lord does not wish the sinner to die, but to turn back to him and live. All of us sin, even the saints, and that's why they went to confession all the time. The other thing that makes resurrection a challenge for us today is that it's hard to believe. From Harry Potter to Game of Thrones, resurrection has become a plot device. It's a thing that is supposed to be a surprise, but it's become so common in stories that it's really lost its power. I think our reaction to the resurrection is similar to Martha and Mary's in the gospel today. It's not so much that we don't believe it, just that it seems so unlikely, so magical, that it's just too far-fetched to believe in. Fair enough. But when Jesus sees this attitude in the two sisters, he challenges it. He asks them to deepen their faith and believe even more in him. It's a challenge to us as well. Do we really believe? Do we really believe that Christ is God, that God loves us, that God is real, that God can save us from our sins? Do we really believe? Is our faith mundane? Do we see all belief as really just the same? Do we hold it as some abstract concept that really has no impact on our life? Is Christ just another figure who, like Buddha or Muhammad, had some good things to say but really doesn't speak for God any more than any other man? The resurrection of Christ demands belief in him. The resurrection of Lazarus today hopefully helps us make our question our faith. Do we really believe, or are we just zombies? Do we just wander through our day, living our life mindlessly, or do we really believe? Is our faith the guiding light in our everyday moments, or do we just shamble into Mass on Sunday morning, moan our way through the hymns and space out at every other moment. Our resurrection is not so that we can be zombies. Our death to sin is to give us life, life that leads to living it the fullest. Our death to sin is life that will lead to everlasting life, one that is eternal with God in heaven.